A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, June the 23rd, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing about the kicking off of election campaign rallies by the ruling party ZANU-PF and the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission confirmed yesterday that 11 presidential candidates successfully filed their papers on Wednesday, while 10 more failed to be on the ballot for various reasons, from failing to raise $20,000 to failing to have enough signatures from the 10 provinces in the country. It is now clear, however, that there will be no female candidates on the ballot. But female opposition leader Linda Masarira of LEAD has confirmed that she has petitioned the courts to intervene after she failed to have her deposit of the required $20,000 confirmed by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission on what she said were technical grounds. We were unable to get comment from the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening in Sierra Leone. With the journalists on the election campaign harassed and security concerns blocking some female reporters from covering events in Sierra Leone, media associations call for better protection and greater support. Sinanu told reports for VOA from Freetown in Sierra Leone.
As a journalist, Kadia Tutoli is keenly interested in politics, but she says the risks that come with the beat keep her away. Even her managers at Advocacy Radio are reluctant to let her report on this month's elections in Sierra Leone, she says.
When it comes to reporting on sensitive issues about politics, the management will be scared of sending us as women going through. Because we are seeing, even within political parties, they burn, they beat, they will be intimidating women.
So, the Port Loko-based journalist instead volunteers with political advocacy groups so she can safely take part in politics. Ahead of Saturday's vote, and with isolated incidents of journalists being attacked and harassed online, advocates are calling for better protection. In one incident on June 14th, supporters of a political party attacked BBC and Reuters journalist Umaru Fofana as he covered a press conference. Onlookers intervened and came to his rescue, says the Sierra Leone Association of Journalists. Sierra Leone's government says systems are in place to keep political parties accountable, and they say journalist associations and political parties work together with the national security to create a working document on covering elections.
So we've had several engagements, you know, even with the launching of the media regulations as well as the electoral regulations, all of them were part of it. And they now know the parameters of how to protect themselves and how to work in concert with the security forces, how to cover crises or how to cover the elections.
But more action is needed, says Millicent Kabo, executive president of the Sierra Leone Association of Women in Journalism.
The election doesn't end on voting day. So what happens after the election, the post-elections? They will still continue doing programs. They will still continue going to the political parties for interviews to do their programs. So we need the protection of women journalists, and we also need them to be given the space to do their work.
Media watchdog Reporters Without Borders says violence against media in Sierra Leone has decreased in recent years. But the Association of Women in Journalism says more can and should still be done. Sana Anutot for VOA News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.
Very important report there. As Zimbabwe prepares for its own election in August, we'll be monitoring to see the amount of female journalists that will be covering that election, and we'll report back to you. Back to our main topic of the day, the ruling ZANU-PF party says it will be launching its manifesto and kicking off its election campaign in Chipinge tomorrow. Party Commissioner Mike Bima told journalists his party was happy with the registration of all its candidates at the nomination court and will launch its campaign Saturday. And the main opposition Coalition for Change on the other side says it will be holding rallies in South Africa Saturday and Sunday. The weekend rallies will be addressed by the party leader, Nelson Chamisa, on Saturday in Jamestown, and on Sunday he will launch his party's diaspora policy. Let us now take a short break. Please don't go away. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing about the launching of election campaign rallies by the country's major political parties following the completion of Wednesday's registration of presidential and parliamentary candidates at the nomination courts. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Mr. Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF, based in the United Kingdom, and Mr. Trust Ndlovu of Triple C, based in South Africa. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Madalas. Good evening.
Thank you. I will start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. We are hearing that you have weekend rallies there in South Africa. Tell us a little bit more.
Okay, thank you very much. In South Africa, we have a rally in Jamestown tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock. Of course, it will be graced by our only champion in chief, President Advocate Nelson Chamisa. And we are inviting all those Zimbabweans around. It is also an opportunity for the people to interact with their own leader in South Africa. You remember, we've got a lot of citizens of Zimbabwe in this country. As a citizen movement, we need to make sure that everyone is given an opportunity to hear the message of change, to hear the message of the future, to hear the message of the next president. And we are very sure that many people will be motivated, many people will be inspired and encouraged to go back home and vote for change. Therefore, we are so excited to know that the championship has taken this his time to interact, to have an interface with the citizens of Zimbabwe in South Africa. It's quite an inspiring thing. As we speak right now, many people have been calling and been responding, and we know that wherever the advocate is there, many people would love to hear from him. But of course, we have a lot of information and disturbing news that there are some who don't know who are those people. But the information is that they have been promised a million rand for anyone who is able to sabotage or anyone who is able to stop the president from addressing the rally. However, people are more determined. They don't care about these things because it's happening everywhere. These things are nothing. These are the people whom we always know that they don't like to see change in Zimbabwe.
Thank you. We're hearing from Mr. Ndlovu of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Over to you, Mr. Zavare. We understand that your party will be having a launching ceremony in Chipinge. Tell us a little bit about this.
Thank you very much, Mavelas. I mean, We are a Zimbabwe-based party. That is why we are called the Zimbabwe African National Union Patriotic Front, ZANU-PF. And we value our people in Zimbabwe. We have great respect for them. And we know that elections are won by voters, registered voters, who are in Zimbabwe, who are residents of Zimbabwe, who are required to vote according to the constitution of Zimbabwe, as well as the electoral laws of our country. That is why you see our president is launching our election campaign within the borders, within the country of Zimbabwe, not in some foreign land just for the fun of it or gallivanting for nothing, as the opposition politicians will do. So, yes, all is ready, as you have alluded in your opening remarks. Our political national secretary for commissariat or political commissar, Dr. Mike Bima, has made it clear that we are going to launch our manifesto. Our manifesto is a progression of where we want to go or take the nation as ZANU-PF, which is Vision 2030, an upper middle income society by 2030. It is building on the foundation that President Emmerson Mnangagwa has laid down in the last 5 years in terms of infrastructure development. Now we are asking Zimbabweans to give us, to give the party, ZANU-PF, and President Emmerson Mnangagwa in particular, a mandate to carry, to take forward the work that he has started. So that is the background to more details will be made available at the launch tomorrow, but it's going to be an exciting event because we are in a well-organized party. We are a mass party, a people's party, a party that resonates with Zimbabweans' political, economic, social aspirations.
Thank you very much.
We are taking it further that instead of launching in the capital city, we are going to our people. The president is making sure that no place is left behind, and that is why we are launching right in the heart of Chipinge.
Thank you. There we're hearing from Mr. Zavare of ZANU-PF, but I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller Makadi. Caller, hello. Let's go now over to Mr. Ndlovu again of CCC. While we try to get our callers, lines to Africa are sometimes problematic because of the electricity issue, but nevertheless, we will try to call you back. Caller, thank you so much. You mentioned, Mr. Ndlovu, launching your party's diaspora policy. Why are you doing this now? And is this part of your campaign strategy?
Look, the diaspora policy launch was supposed to have been launched maybe last year or somewhere there, but we thought it is right, so the right time to launch it even now. Mm-hmm. But let me just correct some wrong perceptions or notions created by my colleague from ZANU-PF.
Go ahead.
Since ZANU-PF do not understand the difference between launching a political campaigns and just and interactions with other citizens and just a rally. There's no one who said that we are going to launch it in a foreign land. It sounds like an insult, but well, we know very well that they don't respect the citizens in the diaspora. It's very important that they also respect citizens, the diaspora, as equal citizens like those in the home, at home. So you cannot say it's something like, that kind of disparaging and demeaning. But anyway, to come back to your question, it's very important to understand that the people in diaspora are the people that are contributing a lot to our national fiscus. You know, we've got a lot of remittances from the diaspora. And some other time we had a record of four billion remittances to every year to the national fiscus. And that means those people should be respected. They In fact, if our colleagues in Zanzibar had some respect for the people in diaspora, they would have allowed even what you call diaspora vote, like in other SADC countries, following SADC guidelines. But that they did not follow. So we want to conscientize our people about the policies of our diaspora, how the diaspora will have will conduct themselves in terms of finance issues, in terms of economic issues, in terms of how their political rights and other issues. That will be unveiled when our championship address or launch it on the 25th in diaspora.
Thank you so much. Over to you, Mr. Zavare. There is talk that having Mr. Xavier Kasuku wear his name on the ballot will split ZANU-PF votes because of the presence of the G40 members in ZANU-PF. What is your view? What's your comment, please, sir?
Well, the more the merrier. Xavier Kasukwere is exercising his democratic right to contest. If he satisfies the rules or the requirements to contest in the presidential race, that's entirely up to him. But that is not going to affect ZANU-PF. That's one thing that you should know, that people in ZANU-PF, we are loyal to the institution that is ZANU-PF as a party. We are loyal to its ideology. We are loyal to what ZANU-PF stands for. So anyone who seeks to lead the country or to lead our party has got to be loyal to those things. And in this instance, the party process already chose President Emmerson Damudzo-Mnangagwa to be our sole candidate, presidential candidate for the 2018 harmonized general election, period. Anybody else, all ZANU-PF supporters, all ZANU-PF members will put their X as a voting way, as a voting symbol on the name of President Emmerson Damudzo-Mnangagwa. That is without question, that I don't doubt, no ZANU-PF party member or supporter doubts that. So that is a non-issue, that is a non-event. I can't waste my time talking about it. I need just to discuss, to explain, to say ZANU-PF has got utmost respect for diaspora citizens. As far back as 2013, 2014, when Dr. Obed Mpofu was the Minister of Macroeconomic Planning, ZANU-PF came up with the diaspora policy. They even traveled here to the UK, officials from the ministry, and engaged with the diaspora. They went to America, they went to Australia. So we cannot be taught about respect and love and due care for diaspora.
But Mr. Zavare,
by upstarts who are just arriving to the scene,
some of your critics say that despite having a diaspora policy, there is no diaspora vote in this forthcoming election. So how do the two tally?
Okay. Now, this is where I often say I prefer to debate my equals and the rest I teach. But I will be saying things as they are. Nyaya diaspora vote is settled in the Constitution. Tinofanira kudzokera ku Constitution ya 2018, how it was made. Constitution ya 2018 ichigadzirwa vanhu ivava veopposition yeCC, opposition yeMDC, all these oppositions, they demanded kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vasavhote, nekuti ivo mupfungwa dzavo vaizvinyepera kuti ZANU-PF inoriga maelections nemapostal vote nevanhu vari kunze neizvi neizvi neizvi. Ndivava vanhu vakati kusaite diaspora vote, ngavaregedze kuda kunyepera kusvinuka nhasi. Constitution yatiinayo nhasi iri very specific panyaya yediaspora vote. Constitution iri clear, inotaura iyo kuti nyika yedu ichange iine maconstituents 210. Nekuda kwekuti tine maconstituents 210 ndiwo anovhoterwa nevanhu. Vanhu vanovhota vanospecifywa zvakare muconstitution yedu. Hanzi inovhoterwa kana ari president, anovhoterwa nemaZimbabwe. another resident in Zimbabwe, the same MP, my National Assembly members, anovotera nevanhu vari muZimbabwe vari muconstituency iyoyo vari pa polling station yakati vobva vapiwa nepolling station yekuvoterwa ndozviri muconstitution ya 2013. Kana pachizochinjwa pari kutoda kutoitwa hurukuro yekuti izvo panzi paakuitwa diaspora vote.
Tinoona
zvakare kuti constitution iyoyo yakaapprovwa neplus 95% of maZimbabweans.
Thank you, Vasavare. Regating Bo, Tora Kola, Asatadona. Hello, Kola Makadi. I was a Simba Taurai teens when Murukuns were eating Mom Dari Road, Tukta or Nani Murukupi. Taurai teens. Okay, wosaka muri kuti pane vari pa ballot muri kuda vanozoendesa zvido zvenyu kuvanhu. Aiwa. Aiwa, pakanaka kola. Imi makaregister kuvota here muchaende kunovota here? Aiwa, tinotenda. Thank you so much, kola. I will now come to you, Mr. Ndlovu. Mombotaura nesi ndevele kuti program yenyu yamuinayo nemusuwe mugovera mangwana ndeyei uyezve muchange muri kupi vanoda kuya ikoko.
Ngingakakhulumi ngalokho ngicela ukuthi uphendule ubaba lo omele izandla.
Phendula.
Ubaba ungathi uyaphosisa ngoba ungathi akaqondi kahle ukuthi uma sikhuluma nge-diaspora vote sikhuluma ngelungelo eliphuma khona kumthetho wesisekelo wona lo ka-2013 akhuluma ngawo. Kanti-ke kumele ngimkhumbuze ukuthi khona kwathiwa umuntu namuntu unelungelo lokukhetha noma lokuvota noma ekuphi. Akunandaba ukuthi uza ukuphi, irrespective of your geographical location. Kodwa ke ubaba ungathi uyishayenziwa, ungathi ukhanya ngathi uyayignora leyo ndaba. Okay, ngibuyeke. Ngibuyele kule ndaba yakusasa esinayo. Hayi ke ngempela ke njengama-citizen, njengezizalwane zaseZimbabwe, sonke simile nje silindile ukuthi abantu balindile nabo ukuthi kungasanini bahle bayobonana, bahlangane nomangameli, bahlangane nenkokheli yabo. Phela sizokwazi ukuthi ende sizokhumbula ukuthi u-advocate Nelson Chamisa intandokazi uthandwa ngabantu bonke, zonabo bonke abantu ezizalwane zaseZimbabwe. Sikhuluma kanje babona abantu bezanu sebayathanda, akusena kuthi umuntu wezanu, sikhuluma ngama-citizen la sebayathanda nje ukuthi kungathi kungasheshiselwa kubavotele ushintsho. Abantu bakhathele. Ubaba lo okhulumela uzanu angazi akabi namahloni ngani ngoba izanu leyo seyina-43 years isembusweni. Kuyini ezokushintsha uma ngabe bazonikezwa enye 5 years futhi? Bahluleke ngani? Bahlule yini ukuthi bakushintshe? Bahlule yini ukuthi balungise iminyaka yonke leyi 43 years belapha? Sithi thina hhayi cha, singakhohliswa. Kusasa abantu asibuyeni sizokhuthazana, asibuyeni sizozwa ukuthi umangameli usiphatheleni ukuthi asitshele ukuthi sibuyaphi, sikuphi, siyakuphi.
Mr. Ndlovu, mombotiudza nerurimi rwaamai kuti chirongwa ichi chamuri kuita imi seCitizens Coalition for Change ndechei uyezve chichange chiriko kupi mangwana?
Chirongwa chedu chatiri kuita mangwana chinenge chiri kunzvimbo inonzi Jimskin South Primary Ground. Payana kunzove kukui number one Sikhelp Street eJimskin. Hayi, sizobe sihlangana ndakangama kuti ndiri kutaura chiinde.
Mukutaura shona.
Ndiri kutaura shona. tinenge tichisangana nomutungamiri wedu mutungamiri wenyika ndekuti ndikada mutungamiri wenyika nokuti kwakosara mwedzi mishoma kuti ave mutungamiri wenyika nokuti vanhu vanhu saka tinenge tiripo paya paJameson pandataura paya paya ndezvokuti tinenge tichikurudzirwa tichitaridzwa gwara kwatinobva kune kwatiri nekwatiri kuenda nomutungamiriri wenyika mutswa izvozvo zvinoratidza kuti vanhu mutungamiriri wedu ane vavariro yokuti uyezve haana kusarudzo yokuti anotora kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika havasisiri zvizvarwa zvomuzimbabwe kana kuti kodzero dzavo dzava pasi pasi hadzisafanani nevanhu vari kumusha anokoshesa vanhu vari muno mudhayasipora chokukosha kwakaita vari kumusha izvozvo zvinoratidza musiyano watinawo nevanhu vari kutonga ava nokuti vari kutinyima kodzero yokuti tisarudze hurumende yatinoda asi vachida mari yedu yatinenge tichitumira kumusha vachiitora vachiishandisa havatikoshesi.
Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. Over to you, Mr. Zavare, as we wait for our other callers today. We really had a lot of people that wanted to be on the show, so we're trying to get you in, Mr. Zavare. Tell us a little bit more. So moving forward, what would you say if someone were to say, why should they vote for ZANU-PF? You've just heard they from a Citizens Coalition for Change saying you have been in power for 40 years. What can you do differently in this election?
Isusu seZANU-PF tiri kuti kuvanhu veZimbabwe kuvana veZimbabwe kwese kwavari kwavakatekeshera kungave vari kudhayasipora nokuti vari kudhayasipora vakaita seni tiri kutoendawo kunovhota nekuti takarejista kuvhota ende tinofara chaizvo nokuti vamunangagwa mutungamiri hapana pavanotaura any policy or any speech vasingatauri about the diaspora so kureva kuti vanoremekedza kwazvo vanhu vari kudhayasipora. It's a misconception yekufunga kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika havazi masapotazi vezanupf kupusa kuvata nezamumukanwa ikoko sandizvo. Isu seZANU-PF tiri kuti tiri bato rakatsunga iro kurwira rusununguko rwedu rweindependence kuti tiiwane. Hazvina kuuya nyore kuti tive nefreedom yataa nayo nhasi kuti tive nethe right to vote yatava nayo nhasi yatinochemera tichiti right to vote. Zvakauya nekudeuka kweropa revanhu vakawanda vaive mubato reZANU-PF. ZANU-PF takavaka nyika yeZimbabwe tisu takaunza demokrasi inotaurwa nevanhu muZimbabwe. Tisu takavaka isu zvikoro zvakaita kuti vazhinji vanonzi vakafunda muZimbabwe vanzi vanhu vakafunda. Kuda kwezvikoro zvatakavaka isu needucation policy yedu yenyika over the last 43 years.
Thank you, Mr. Zavare.
Kana muchiona mabuilding amunoti mahigh rise muHarare.
Thank you so much, Mr. Zavare. Thank you. Let's give a chance now to Mr. Ndlovu. Why should people come to your event tomorrow where you say President Chamisa of the CCC will be? Your last word.
Okay. You know, let me first say what Mr. Zavare is saying about people having died for the rights of people. Yes, but what the ZANU-PF did with those rights, they abused those rights by killing the very people whom they claimed they've died for their rights. And also, we must also remember...
Mr. Ndlovu, just give us the location so people can come to your event. We're out of time.
Okay. No, tomorrow is very important for us, for people to come and listen to the president, and they will be given the message and the direction and where we are going. They will also understand.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. So we're hearing there from Mr. Trustin Ndlovu of the Citizens Coalition for Change, who has an event in South Africa, while Mr. Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF says their event at ZANU-PF will be in Chipinge. And I'm just saying, I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.